Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, mantenga.
Hey guys, on the monorail, heading over to ESPN Worldwide of Sports. Finally have a monorail terminal there.
So where's Alex?
You didn't hear, he can't make it. Scott's going to be on today.
Scott's going to? Well, where's he at?
That's a good question. Oh, hold on. Hello?
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Where are you?
Oh, the Uber just dropped me off right at the Port of Cachet.
Port of Cachet?
What'd you call me?
The covered area, the drop-off.
At the Worldwide of Sports, you're there already?
Yeah. Uber just dropped me off.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that's against the rules, Scott.
I had an extra wish to use, and here I am.
Sounds like you're cheating.
I wish Alex was here. Welcome to episode 252 of the Diz His Podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Scott.
So a little bit different of an episode tonight. First of all, we're down a member temporarily, and we're not doing the his on anything tonight. We are doing a draft because there's so many drafts coming up. We got the WWE draft. We had the WNBA draft, and we have the NFL draft come up. It is season.
Whoa. There's a WWE draft?
There is. Yeah. There is, because there's two shows. There's a Monday show and there's a Friday show. So to separate the superstars, the draft, the general managers will draft who they get to compete on their shows.
What?
They're separate titles. So like Monday night, we'll have a title. Friday night, we'll have a title.
You know, we have a new friends draft, so I can draft the co-hosts that will perform with me on the Sunday show and then who perform with you on the Wednesday show.
That's a really good idea, actually. We'll split it up.
I love this idea.
Yeah, that's fun.
I don't want to be.
You'll be Mr. Irrelevant. We'll get you a jersey.
So anyway, have a different opening today. So Alex is unable to record with us tonight, unfortunately, due to an issue he's having with his computer. Now it's 2024. I had no idea these things were still around, but a virus has totally compromised his computer. I did want to put out a disclaimer to anyone who owns a computer. Do not trust any familiar websites. Don't trust them at all. You can never be too careful because those viruses will come in and steal your computer right from you and you lose everything. Alex, just look at this as a much deserved week off, but it's back to work next week, buddy, because we're working on removing that virus from your computer. Well, Geek Squad is. It's sad. It feels like someone died.
It's so weird with him without him here.
Yeah, because he can't even do it. He can't even edit the podcast. We have to learn how to edit a podcast this week, guys.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like uncomfortable because he's not here and because Scott is here.
I know. That's it.
It's weird.
Yeah, weird things happen. Didn't know viruses still existed. Don't trust anything. Don't trust anyone. Don't trust anything. Crazy. Anyway, we said we're giving you a draft. We're going to give you a draft, guys. I'm a man of my word. So tonight we will be drafting an ensemble. You're the Broadway guy, Scott. Ensemble. An ensemble or ensemble?
You had it right.
Ensemble.
Ensemble. All right. We'll be drafting an ensemble of Disney characters, whether it's live action or cartoon. No Pixar, no Marvel, no Star Wars. Why? Because we are drafting these characters to save the world. There is now a world level threat. Thanos has come down. Maybe a computer virus. Thanos has come down. He's got all the Infinity Stones.
What's his name?
Thanos.
Thanos.
Thanos. What did
Thanos.
I say?
Or Thanos.
Or Thanos.
I think it's Thanos.
I definitely think it's Thanos.
All right. Thanos has come down. He's got
Thanos before.
Let's say
do you know what Thanos' favorite food is, Ryan?
What is it?
A bagel.
A bagel?
A bagel.
So funny, guys. We're drafting these people to fight against Thanos and his like three Infinity Stones. Okay. Now, who gets the first pick? Who's the last person to watch a Marvel movie?
Oh, it's not going to be me.
I just watched one the other day.
All right, and I watched X-Men 97. So, Scott, you get first pick, I get second, and then Ryan, and then we'll do snake draft. Okay. So it'll be me, Scott, Ryan. Ryan gets two.
With snake draft. Okay.
So we're drafting people to defend Earth. Before we do that, I'm going to defend our podcast real quick because I looked at our Apple podcast and someone left us a 1-star review. Now we gave strict instructions almost every episode. Yeah. We strive for 4. And if you have 1, 2, or 3, you have to email us. They're very, very easy instructions to follow, but this person did not. They did leave a 1-star review. So I thought it'd be fun to read it on the show.
I can't wait. I love One Star Reviews.
This is from March 10, 2024, so just last month, within the last month. Title, Not Reliable Information. This is from Jen Am. This podcast was a huge disappointment. Oh. A group of Disney fans recommended it. Thank you very much. But the two episodes I listened to were filled with incorrect information. From a simple incorrect reference to the wrong castle in Walt Disney World, parentheses, it's Cinderella's, not Aurora's, to not knowing about major renovations and changes underway, parentheses, the luau has been gone since January of 23. If they are going to share facts in their podcast, they need to do a better research and fact checking. We've never claimed to be perfect. We've never claimed to be a fact podcast.
Who said it was Aurora's castle?
I know. That's kind of threw me. That's what kind of threw me through.
I remember ever hearing that. And I've listened to every single episode.
But here's the thing. Technically, Sleeping Beauty's castle and Cinderella's castle are based off of the exact same castle in Germany, the Neuschwanstein or whatever castle. So technically, you're not wrong. It's the same castle, just from a different angle, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I am going to, he's not here. I'm going to throw him under the bus. This was probably Alex. Alex is, listen, Alex is not the biggest Disney expert, but he's got a great heart.
That's why you brought me and RJ.
I know. There was a reason why Alex and I only did a handful of shows together before we brought in the big guns that knew the Disney, you know, stuff where Walt Disney went to high school. You know, we don't know that stuff. We love Disney. Me and Alex love Disney. Like I said, Alex is the one who started this podcast. He single-handedly started this podcast.
The backbone. The founder, the Walt, if
the
you
Walt,
will.
Yes. The Walt of Diz-his. And, you know, Walt didn't have the best ideas. He wasn't always he wasn't always factual. Turn on the news. They're not always right. Comment on CNN's podcast. Comment on Fox News's podcast.
So would you say that you're here for more entertainment instead of
I never facts? Claimed to be a history podcast, Scott.
Well,
I didn't make it. I didn't call it that. I didn't name it that. I just inherited this. No, I'm just kidding, guys. No, thank you for the criticism. If you have any further criticism, I'd love to email you about it. And not even confrontational. I just love to right our wrongs. I love correcting ourselves on stuff we may have gotten wrong. And I like when people correct us too, because that's how we learn and that's how we get better.
Yeah, reference the episode.
Yeah, I want to know what episode these were, because if you ran into two bad ones in a row, I don't really know where you did, but and maybe listen to the more recent ones.
Yeah. You know what'd be really funny is if you find what episode they're talking about and you go in and edit it and correct it, republish it, and then there's no mistake.
Well, you know what? We'll do that. If we can get 5 stars from you, Jen Am, I will do that. I will put a disclaimer. I'll give you a shout out in the details of the episode. If you change that 1 star to 5, you probably don't listen to us anymore. I'm probably talking to a wall right now. I wouldn't. Yeah, if someone called Cinderella's Castle or Aurora's Castle, I would be so outraged that I would never listen to the podcast again.
Well, to Jen's friends, email us.
Yeah.
We
want to
hear from you guys, because you are the ones that suggested.
That's true.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Yes. I think we might send you a sticker. Email us and we'll hook you up with something.
I love that.
Yeah. Email us. And Jen, you want to start listening to the podcast again? Wow. Can't talk. It's late. I'll send you a sticker too.
And right. Listen, if you want to listen to a podcast that's full of accuracies and never gets anything wrong, check out the New Friends podcast. It's a comedy podcast about adulting. It's not suitable for work, not suitable for little ears, unless you've got little ears like Chris and they're over the age of 18.
Yes.
But check that out. Yes, full of inaccuracies. Yes. None.
None at all. Most factual podcast I know. Anyway, where there's one bad review, there's a positive. So shout out to Alpha Barocks the House. First of all, great, great name. Title, A Great Disney Podcast. If you're looking for a Disney podcast that combines the rich history of the company with great humor, thank you, and wonderful personalities, thank you again, look no further. My husband and I have been thoroughly enjoying listening to Chris, Alex, and the rest of the team break down Disney history every week and have learned so many fun little facts. Keep up the great work, you guys. Can't wait to hear more. Smiley face.
P.S. Don't expect them to get the castles right.
Yeah, you know what? You can't get both. You can't get comedy and 100% accuracy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That just sounded good. But anyway, guys, I don't know why we're wasting time reading these comments. We're not, but it's not a waste of time. That was bad.
It's not a waste of time.
Well, no, it's a waste of time. You won't let me finish. We have to save the world. Thanos is here. He's got 3 Infinity Stones, just opened up a portal. He's in Wakanda. And
he's
the Avengers.
Leave us a 1-star comment.
And the Avengers are gone. Scott, you're on the clock. Who's your first... Who's your first pick?
All right. With the first pick in the 2024 Diz His Avengers replacement draft, Scott from the No New Friends podcast selects King Triton. King Triton.
Good. So why'd you pick a guy who can only exist in water?
You have the Navy.
Because I'm going off the list that Alex sent me.
Okay. So you didn't do research. I got you.
I am helping. I'm drafting by proxy. So he's got power. He's sure. Under the he power. Does. He grants wishes.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
And he's not human, but he hasn't been trapped in a lamp. He is not human.
Okay.
I think he's strong, and he does bring a very aqua sense to fighting Thanos. If Thanos was Aquaman.
Yeah, so if Thanos takes a bath, he's in real trouble.
In hindsight, this was a terrible pick, Alex.
That was really bad, actually.
It's a really bad pick order. King Triton, number one.
Yeah, King Triton. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, Chris? Number two, I'm gonna go with something that's actually really bad in water, which I just realized might be a huge flaw.
It's
but
not
anyway,
Broom, is it?
It's not Broom.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. It's not. It is Experiment 626 Stitch.
Stitch? You want Stitch first?
Pound for pound, the strongest Disney character there is. Pound for pound. Like Allen Iverson, whenever you compare Allen Iverson.
Pounds.
Right. Well, listen. So that's what I ever said. Pound for pound, Allen Iverson is the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. And you can't argue against that because pound for pound he is. Yeah, because he weighs like 45 pounds. Yeah. So Stitch is indestructible, unkillable, has four arms, has a laser gun, red spaceship to get around. Loves Elvis Presley, so he's like super American, loves America, will defend America at all costs.
And his attraction was so bad, they closed it and never replaced it with anything else.
Because they were scared, what if he escaped? He could destroy all of Disney World. But
he ruined Cinderella Castle. Cinderella's castle in Walt Disney World, let me clarify.
Sorry, it wasn't Aurora's, right. So, Stitch is my first pick. I think that he can like eat metal.
That's a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty. I wish I had that kind of stomach. I wouldn't be getting so much from Pepto-Bismol on a weekly basis. So, yes, Stitch is my first pick. I just think he's my Incredible Hulk, if you will. But he's miniature, so he can sneak up on things. And he's got acid spit. I forgot about that. He can spit acid.
Oh, he's got corn dog breath.
That's true. That's true, too. Or isn't it chili dog?
Chili dog, yeah.
Chili dog. I do a little
bit
of
Disney. Same thing.
Yeah. All right, so we got King Triton and Stitch are both off the board. Ryan,
okay,
I know those were probably your top two. Who are you going with?
Yeah, you took them both. I want a well-rounded team. So I'm thinking like Avengers or Guardians. I want to have a team like
yes,
that.
Yes, sure.
Right? So you got to have a leader, right? Mm-hmm. And they got to be strong, powerful. I'm going with Hercules.
He's your Captain America.
Yes, he would be my Captain America. Actually, he's kind of more like Thor. Demigod?
I guess if you combine the two.
Yeah, somewhere around there. So he by far is going to be my number one pick.
That's a great pick. He strength, leadership.
Don't think he can die. His
death is not
really
canon.
Cool.
So yeah. I think that's a great number one pick. So little review, King Triton, Hercules and Stitch. So in the chat, Patreon members who are watching, if you want to join our Patreon, you can go over to our link tree, which is in the description of all our episodes. I had someone ask me about joining Patreon today on Instagram. So you can go to our link tree. It's right there.
I don't know what to do. I'm going off of Alex's list, and this is like one of his top picks. Yeah.
Well, you have to jump to the next one. He said he had like 20 something people on there.
Real talk, the amount of research that Alex does on these drafts,
I know, it's ridiculous.
I have 10 pages of data to go through and why he's picking. I don't know. Here we are.
So Patreon members, Goof Troop, if you will, we got Stitch, Hercules, King Triton, rank them in the chat while we go into round two here. So Ryan, you're on the clock for round two.
Okay, round two. Let's see. So you need like an inventor. So make an invent gadgets, kind of like Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Your Iron Man.
Right.
So I'm thinking, follow me on this. Lewis from
the Nerd Archive podcast.
Grown man Lewis. We never actually see him, but he invented a time machine. He invented all these crazy things. He can definitely invent things to help us out. So he will be my number two pick.
I think he could have waited. I think he could have been a late round grab, but that's okay.
No, that's fine. I got backups.
That's okay. I get that. That's fine. So number two is Roger. What is his name?
Lewis.
Lewis. Okay. Sorry. So
made a joke
so,
about it.
So forgettable that. my second round pick. I think this is a steal. Most people thought that I would take Broom in round one, maybe even round two. I'm not going to take Broom.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to take his maker. I'm going to take Sorcerer Mickey. Okay. Has the power to enchant inanimate objects and bring them to life.
But he couldn't stop them.
Yeah, he didn't have much power over it.
He had no idea how to wield that
his
power.
His weakness was getting kicked in the butt by Yinsed.
He's got time. He's got time to learn. And that was the first 6 minutes. What was, how long was that? Short, like 6 minutes. That was the first 6 minutes of him learning his power. Right. Look what he was able to do. He almost
flooded the place.
Almost. But he didn't. But he almost did. And imagine what he could do with that power after years of practice.
See, if you had him and King Triton, that'd work out.
So he's my sorcerer Mickey, and so he basically comes with Broom. He could broom anybody. Broom, like that's what he does when he enchants. Like broom.
What?
Think about it. Thanos comes up to Sorcerer Mickey. Broom. The Infinity Gauntlet turns into an animate object and just walks over to Mickey, and now Mickey is God.
I don't think it works that way.
Anyway, Scott, you're on the clock.
How many rounds are we doing?
Five,
four,
I think.
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. With the second pick of the 2024 Avengers replacement draft, Scott from the Nanny Friends podcast selects Genie.
Oh, that's crazy that he fell to the end of the second round.
And with my first wish, I wish that I did not pick King Triton with my first pick.
You can't do that. It doesn't work this way.
I think this is valid.
It is valid. Oh, it, no. It says it in the rules right here.
It does not.
Whoever selects Genie gets one wish. I just made that wish.
Yeah.
So my first pick will be Elsa.
Oh, okay, great first pick. Great first pick. Almost killed her sister, but she learned. She learned.
Listen, blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Blood, mm-hmm. Wait.
I mean, yeah.
Ice.
No, I think that's right. Ice is colder than blood.
Yeah, something like that. But mm-hmm. She almost killed her sister. But how is her sister's computer?
Who knows? Probably frozen.
Elsa's a great pick.
Sorry, Alex. I had to deviate. This is a
we'll
terrible
give Scott
list.
the benefit of the doubt here. So, okay. My third pick is none other than, and this is kind of an easy pick. I know he's a herbivore, but I'm picking Aladar from Dinosaur.
Aladar.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
he's a dinosaur.
He's been dead for a couple million years.
He's a dinosaur. No, they brought him back in the ride like 56 million times
a
year.
He did hold up a tree branch to save
us. He is Aladar.
My pick again. This is a snake draft.
Oh, no. Don't pick Aladar. Oh, my gosh. Don't
pick
Aladar.
Pick Aladar. Pick Aladar. Do it.
I don't even know who that is. I'm going to. You said
I
need
too excited. Yes. Sorry,
I need
too excited.
One of the smartest Disney characters. I'm taking Br'er Rabbit.
Explain.
No. Okay. He,
super smart.
Explain. Okay.
He got them to throw him into the briar patch, something that he was very comfortable with. Okay. He's smart. Super
okay.
Smart and cunning, and he can outwit any Thanos level threat.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't have him on my list, so there you go.
All right. That's a good answer. It's a good answer. So. I did Aladar. He's a dinosaur. I don't really have to explain much more than he's a dinosaur. Has an army of lemurs at his disposal as well. People forget that. Also can stomp on ground and then summon water, I think, which could be used in unison with Sorcerer Mickey because he can stomp the water out. Broom grabs the bucket of water, splashes it on Thanos' face. Distraction. Boom. I mean, broom.
Yeah,
okay.
If Thanos is related to the Wicked Witch of the West, Thanos will melt.
We don't know because it's never shown in the movie. So,
okay, my pick. Okay, so you need somebody that can help the people that are in distress, right? Like the people that can fly them out of there, right?
Oh, I
know. I'm thinking a real superhero. I'm gonna pick Baymax.
He's a Marvel character.
He's still a Disney character. It was a Disney movie.
Based off of what?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It was a Disney movie. It was not a Disney Marvel.
Don't let it slide. I'm not. If Alex was here, he wouldn't let it slide. But
okay. He's not here, is he?
He's not here, but he's not.
I'm going Baymax.
All right.
He's not part of Marvel canon.
It's a good pick. You have someone who can fly. You have someone who can be poked with a needle and just pop. And you have someone who can... That's true. He has the armor. He does have the armor.
Yeah, he has armor.
He has the armor. All right, that's cool. All right, that's cool.
Okay, so I need a brute, right? So I need my, my Hulk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Wreck-It Ralph. Because he can wreck anything. So he could wreck the Infinity Gauntlet.
Wreck-It Ralph is a good answer. He's got really big hands.
Yeah, like me.
Little smaller than yours.
I'm a freak.
When Ryan walks, his hands drag across the ground.
They do. Really, I'm creepy. Like an orangutan.
Yeah, he has to wear gloves so his knuckles don't get all scratched up. It's really weird. It's really weird. So you're picking Wreck-It Ralph. That's a good answer. And if Thanos ever jumps into a video game, he's screwed.
Exactly.
All right, for my fourth pick, I'm going with the Boy Wonder, Peter Pan.
Oh,
Master Swordsman or Daggerman. He's got like a little dagger, right?
That's a dagger. Yeah, that was not a sword.
He can fly. He's got a sidekick in Tinkerbell. It comes with Peter Pan. He comes with Tinkerbell. So now my whole team can fly, essentially. Imagine a flying dinosaur. Yeah. Yeah, you're running from that.
I'm a pterodactyl.
You're running from that. I'm picking Peter Pan, man. He's got the heart of a pirate, but the spirit of a boy. I can do this all day. He's basically like Captain America. And he can literally do it all day because he doesn't get older, so he doesn't have arthritis or anything.
Hey.
And, I just realized, too, not only does he have Tinkerbell, he has his shadow.
That's right.
As long as it's not a cloudy day, he's got like three people in one. So, yeah, lock it in, Peter Pan, fourth round. Steal.
Maybe a steal.
Scott, who's your fourth round pick? You're smirking here. I feel like this is going to be a good answer.
This is. So I've got Elsa with the magic and the freezing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I've got Genie, the most powerful thing in the universe is a genie, right? I've got speed and I've got wit in Brer Rabbit. I'm now going for super smart, my Black Widow, if you will.
Okay.
Of the team. Also the eye candy. We're going Belle.
Oh,
you would.
That's my Homer pick. You know, in fantasy football, you always have to pick someone from your team.
You have to.
That's my Belle. Homer pick. But she's brilliant.
Yeah. She's your guy in the chair.
She's my guy in the chair.
Yeah. Yep.
Professor X.
I love that answer. And I think it's canon that she is a superhero.
Is it?
Someone told me that Belle in one of the movies becomes something.
My wife. I think she becomes a witch or wizard in Harry Potter.
I think she becomes a witch. Oh, this is a good one.
I get one more pick, right?
Yes, you can.
Last pick.
All right, now I need my Hulk. I need my strength and a little bit of magic. You're welcome. I'm going Maui.
Oh, I took mine.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's a good answer. He's a shapeshifter. I do want to just confirm so that I don't get a hate comment. There was no time that she ever became a superhero. Maybe like an inventor.
One star review right there.
Maybe it was an inventor or something. Because like your dad, maybe?
Her dad was an inventor.
So that's a good pick. You have brute strength. You're just obsessed with water because he's got the power of the ocean, kind of. I guess it's quite the opposite because he dropped his hook in the ocean, couldn't get it. I can help you out though because I got plenty of water enabled power.
This is a great team. Great team. Can you smell what Maui's cooking?
Chris cut that?
Because it's The Rock who played Maui.
No. Oh.
Oh, you like that?
Wow.
Yeah, he got. Never mind.
I still need a leader, fellas.
You do, yes.
And no one has picked a character from a live action movie yet.
I picked Belle.
Oh, well, I mean.
And that doesn't count.
Oh, I was going for the Emma Watson version.
That's actually,
it's like actually brings drastically you down a notch.
Worse. Yeah.
She's just auto-tuned.
She's the power of
time.
Auto-tune. Yeah. I don't have a leader or like a thinker, I guess you'd say. But anyway, I have one now, guys. I have one because the man that I'm drafting is from 1955's Disney motion picture.
You should talk to RJ about this.
I didn't know I could be drafted.
King of the Wild Frontier, American frontiersman, Davy Crockett.
Wow.
Okay, that's a good one. I thought about him. Davy Crockett. Good pick. I did think about him.
Yeah, he's my leader. He's fearless. He's like my tactician. He has a cool hat. It's timeless. He gives that sense of hope.
I was a kid.
Didn't he chop down the cherry tree?
Oh, that was George Washington.
No, I think he abolished slavery.
That was Abraham Lincoln.
See, that's how good of an American stand-up citizen we get him confused on all these accolades. I did not know he was elected in the U.S. Congress. So now I have...
Okay, he was a real live person.
I have an elected U.S. official on my team.
I don't know if that helps you or hurts you.
Essentially, that's your war machine.
But he can walk. Ryan, who is going to be Mr. Irrelevant? Which is actually not fair because there's only 15 picks out of the 100 like suitable characters.
Yeah,
I know. Who's Mr. Irrelevant of our draft?
Okay, so I need my like Black Widow, right? My little sneaky spy. And I think this person would be very sneaky and very quick. Tarzan.
Tarzan was on my board be, as well.
Yes, that's the Brock Purdy of Mr. Irrelevance there. That was that was really good. Really good guess. It was a really good pick. So we drafted these characters, but we can't just force them to work together and be a team. Who are we going to pick to be our Nick Fury and find these characters, bring them together, and fight to save the world?
So the leader of the leader.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. They do not have to have one eye. They can have two eyes.
But they don't have to be like super powered or anything. Just like a good tactician.
Just a good talker.
I got a perfect one for that.
Does anybody want to go first?
I have one. I have a perfect tactician. All right.
Perfect.
Li Shang from Mulan.
Oh.
He led the Chinese army, kind of. But he was a great leader.
It's a good one.
And I think he'd be good at putting them together.
And he's got military background.
Exactly.
I love that.
And you want to pop his eye out? Go right ahead.
Scott, do you have an answer for us?
I will in just a second.
All right. I'll go with mine then. I'm picking Quasimodo.
Ooh.
Kind-hearted person, very scary looking, so he can be intimidating if it's dark. Like, think about him coming out of a shadow and be like, join my team. I would not
join that team.
What are the consequences if you don't? That's what you have to think about. What are the consequences if I don't? And he kind of only has one eye.
He does. He's got a very swollen eye.
Yeah, so a little Nick Fury-esque. And
not at all.
I just think that you sit down and get to know Quasimodo, you're going to fight for anything he says to fight for. Scott.
All right.
Who's your Nick Fury?
So the field is wide open. I can pick anybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is such a left field pick that you guys are not even going to know who he is. Okay.
Right. Mickey Mouse. No.
Donald Duck.
Princess Aurora.
Animated Walt. Now I am going from Once Upon a Time. Emma Swan.
Wow. Okay. Who is she?
She breaks the curse of Storybrooke. She is the main character of Once Upon a Time. She defeats everybody and brings peace and harmony to the seven realms and all that. Although in hindsight, Regina Mills ends up being the queen of everybody. So maybe I should have gone Regina Mills.
No, because your character is selfless.
Yes.
She's selfless.
Emma Swan becomes the Dark One at one point. Oh, spoiler alert. Emma Swan becomes the Dark One at one point.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen it.
She's seen both sides.
And Emma Swan is the product of true love. She's Snow White and Prince Charming's child.
Wow.
That broke the curse. She's that important. Beautiful. To that world.
Really great pick. Really great pick. And outside the box. Loved it. Second live action pick of the day. Do we have any honorable mentions? Because I have an honorable mention.
I have plenty.
Perfect. Honorable mention, Ryan, who didn't make the cut.
For a leader, I also thought The Rocketeer.
Oh, The Rocketeer is a great one.
Yeah. Also, in my inventors, I should have probably gone with Wayne Szalansky from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was a great inventor. But
no, he wasn't. But his machine did work.
Yes, it did work. Besides that, like my ninja, I had like Cheshire Cat would have been a good one because he can kind of go invisible and get some intel. Yep. But I thought Tarzan was a better fighter.
Yep, love that.
And Snowflake or whatever his name is from Frozen, the big snowman. Guy. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought he'd be a good brute, but I like Wreck-It Ralph better. So
yeah, like that. Scott, you have any honorable mentions?
One that I really liked was Antonio from Encanto.
He's like
one
three.
That can speak to animals. Yeah, but he can speak to animals. He can control the animals.
Oh, I didn't pick anybody from Encanto.
Animals as weapons. Yeah. I also have Luisa from.
Oh, she's a good one.
Encanto.
Yeah, I like her.
Mm-hmm. She could be like kind of the beast, but then she's going to sing about how depressed she is about being the beast.
Yeah, it's true.
I've got Robin Hood on here, Pegasus, Hero from Big Hero 6. Milo Thatch, I don't know who that is.
Oh, from Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I actually had him on my list as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know who I was going to go for as a leader was Queen Amelia Thermopolis Rinaldi III, natural born leader, but I did not go with her. I was thinking Hamilton's on Disney Plus. Why not pick Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, that was he's canon.
He is canon, yeah. But no, I'm very happy with my team. I don't know that I would go with any. I don't know. I mean, Aladdin, but what does he really do?
He'd be a good spy.
Yeah, Simba wasn't picked. In fact, nobody from Lion King was picked.
Well, I refrained from picking villains.
Yeah, I tried not to as well.
Yeah, otherwise I would have picked like Chernabog or something like that.
Yeah. My honorable mentions are Chernabog. Hey, no, I'm kidding. No, my honorable mentions here are so we don't have any insect type superheroes. Like we don't have a Spider-Man and Ant-Man. So I'm picking Flick from A Bug's Life.
That's Pixar.
Mm. Oh, you're right. That's why I didn't pick him.
Yeah. He could have gone Jiminy Cricket as the leader.
Jiminy Cricket was gonna be my Nick Fury, but I liked Quasimodo instead.
Jiminy Cricket could have been, yeah. I think he's the original Nick Fury.
Man, honorable mention then for me. I would probably pick Dumbo because he's an elephant. He's gonna grow, be huge.
Might get hit by a train.
But he can fly, so he wouldn't have that problem. Yeah, his mom, I wouldn't draft his mom, but I would pick Dumbo because he could just fly away. And Mowgli, who fought a tiger.
Okay.
Right? And he's really good at holding fire.
Here's another one that we missed. Another great honorable mention. Elliot.
From Elliot's Dragon.
From Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, Pete's Dragon. Elliot
was the name of the dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, the only other person that I think I would have picked maybe would be Scrooge McDuck just to fund this crazy venture. Nobody said Gale from Frozen 2, who's the literal wind. The literal wind.
She could toss his hair. What's she gonna
do? She could be anywhere. She just blow leaves at people. All right. Well, so you want to go over our teams real quick? Ryan, who's your team?
So my team, my leader was Hercules. My inventor was Lewis from Meet the Robinsons. My brute was Wreck-It Ralph. My ninja was Tarzan. Baymax is like a medic. Was that all of it? That's all of it.
All right, so my team is composed of my Brute, Hulk, Stitch, Sorcerer Mickey, my Doctor Strange, Aladar, my dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Peter Pan, my Hawkeye with flying abilities, and my leader/government insider, Davy Crockett. Scott?
And I've got Elsa, because she can freeze people. I've got Genie, who's the most powerful.
I'm pretty sure that's King Triton.
No. Okay. So I pick King Triton first.
Pick Genie asterisk.
I pick Genie second. Genie granted me a wish and I got rid of Triton.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Picked Elsa with the first pick.
So Genie only has two wishes left. So that's
like some weird
spread thin.
Yeah. He's very spread thin. I got Brer Rabbit, the cunning Brer Rabbit, super smart, super slick, very witty. He will add comedy to this Avengers movie. Then I have Belle, my man or my woman in the chair. I've got Maui as my Hulk, and then my Nick Fury, Emma Swan from Once Upon a Time.
All right, my Nick Fury was Quasimodo, and Ryan's Nick Fury.
It wasn't until this moment, Chris, that you remind me a lot of Quasimodo.
I do live in a clock tower. And
the
walk with a hunch.
And you haven't been out to public in 30 years.
No, yeah. I haven't sat up straight since as long as I can remember.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. So
we'll have to do a poll.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Now it is in the hands of our listeners. So if you're not listening to this on Spotify, head over there, even if you don't want to listen, just to vote on the poll. Whose team will be the most successful in defeating Thanos and his three Infinity Stones? Would it be Ryan's? Would it be mine? Would it be Scott's? We should have gave our people a name. Just thought of, but that's going to take way too long. Maybe if we think about it by the end of the episode. Thanks for coming on and such short notice, Scott, to do this.
You know, I always have a great time coming on here, and I'm glad that it's actually a topic that I knew a little bit about.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about, even though you had to use Alex's subpar list.
That's okay. That's okay. His subpar list gave me the great idea of drafting Genie and nixing the first pick.
Yeah, cheating. Yeah.
That's not cheating. Genie granted me a wish. I don't make the rules. Now you're down to two. Ryan, I don't make
and
the
I know
rules.
You're wishing one of your wishes is more hair, so that's definitely not going to happen.
Check us out streaming on award-winning Disney streaming site Sorcerer Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch us again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sorcerer Radio is an amazing 24/7 Disney radio. Just visit srsounds.com or download the Sorcerer Radio app.
Disney Cruise is no ordinary vacation. It's an adventure, a fairy tale, a dream. Step aboard and discover where favorite Disney characters meet fun for the whole family, where total rest and relaxation meet the ultimate escape and excitement, where a dream vacation meets a magical cruise. Only on Disney Cruise Line, where magic meets the sea.
To book your magical Disney Cruise Line vacation, go to sandpipervacations.com today.
Ryan, what'd you do this week in Disney?
This week in Disney, I didn't do a whole lot. We did record the first episode of Disney's Destinations with Sam Piper's
Vacation.
Oh, that's
right. That's right. Very excited to
congratulations
get the edited version.
That's so awesome.
I'm working on editing that right now. Hopefully, I should have it out next week sometime. Besides that, what else did I do? Oh, another one. So we decided that this year we are going to go to Not So Scary.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yep.
Is it your first time?
Yes.
Awesome. That's right up your alley.
Yeah, we've done the Christmas one several times, and I've always wanted to do the other ones.
And I think your son's old enough to appreciate the Halloween.
Yeah, he's not going to be there, though.
Oh.
We're not taking him this trip.
He'll appreciate the pictures, then.
Yeah, he'll like the pictures that we take for him.
That's awesome, man. I don't blame you, man. That's an expensive ticket. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's awesome. Who are you going to book it through? Do you know yet?
Sandpiper Vacations, of course.
I heard they're great.
They're pretty good. What about you? What'd you do this week?
This week, I watched a little bit of X-Men 97. Pretty busy. I'm really sad that I didn't watch that. I'm not up to date yet. But I watched a little bit of that, which I'm really excited to finish that up because I saw a lot of stuff online. Not really spoilers, but teasers that I'm really excited to see with my own eyes.
Yeah, I'm avoiding any spoilers on that.
Yeah,
right now.
And it's such a short show. I don't know why I just don't sit down and watch it. But, you know, here we are. The other thing that I did was, I don't think I talked about this on the podcast yet. Correct me if I'm wrong. I bought tickets to a convention. Did I talk about that?
No, you did not.
Okay, so... my wife is super pregnant, but she really wanted to go to a convention 10 days before her due date. And it's right across the bridge in Philly, so it's not far. She wanted to go to this because Hayden Christensen is going to be at this doing a panel. It's called Fan Expo. It's in Philadelphia. The Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka, is going to be there. Most of the cast of Ahsoka is going to be there. A lot of the cast of The Office is going to be there. A lot of big names are going to be at this one. So really excited. Hopefully my baby doesn't come before then, because that would kind of suck for me to have to go alone.
Yeah, you will anyways. I know you.
It's like, hey, I'm gonna just FaceTime you. Scott, what'd you do this week in Disney?
I'm so glad you asked.
They just read that chat. That's why we're laughing. If you want to laugh along with us, join our Patreon where you can read the comments live in our live show banter, most of which we cannot read live on air.
Unfortunately, not safe for work.
You said something and I thought the same joke that Dane was putting on there and I couldn't say anything. But anyway, I'm so glad you asked. So definitely watch X-Men 97.
The whole thing?
Nice. I have not watched the one that came out today.
Oh, it's still going. For some reason, I thought it ended last week.
I thought it ended it too.
Yeah.
Oh, did it end last week?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not even caught up, so I have no idea.
Darn, if it did, that's crazy. The way that episode ended, I'm going to be very upset if that's how the show ends.
Well, they're going to make more, but...
I hope so. And here's the thing. I've never been an animated guy ever. Mm-hmm. I've never watched the original X-Men animated, the X-Men 97 and the animated.
Sure. Because you were 45 when it came out.
Right. Yeah, so. It's a little old for it.
But this is so good and I'm so hooked into it. And I think it's fantastic. Really, all the new Marvel animation stuff that's been coming out, the What If and the Spider-Verse are all so, fantastic. So good. Love them all.
Yeah, I agree.
So I did that. And then also last week was our return to the Disney parks for our Wednesday TikTok live streaming.
That's right, yeah.
So we did Hollywood Studios last week, and that was super fun.
And I just want to cut you off. For people who are interested in that, you can head over to no.new.friends.podcast on TikTok. Every Wednesday at 9:30, it's usually Disney, sometimes it's Universal. We'll bleep that. But Scott and his son and our co-host from the No New Friends podcast, Sarah, and her husband go to the Disney parks, and they're from like 9:30 to for hours. It's hours. It's you never know when it's going to end, but it's anywhere from like 4 to 4+ hours, and it's really fun. You get to kind of go to the parks without having to go to the parks, if you will.
Yeah, it's so much. We're having so much fun doing it. And you know, we've been doing this now for a couple months. We probably won't be back at Universal for a while. The only reason why we went today is I had a hard out time. And then also it's race weekend coming into town. It's very busy at the Disney park. So we wanted to go to Universal. But I know next week we're doing Epcot. And then we went to Oga's Cantina last week at Hollywood Studios. So that was on our stream.
Which is your first time.
Yeah, it was my first time. And it was funny because I didn't really want to go. I wanted to go to the 12 o'clock Indiana Jones stunt show because I always end my lives with Indiana Jones stunt show because it's my favorite.
Because everybody leaves. Yeah. You have no choice but to end the live because no one watches
that's
anymore.
Not true. See it. It's getting more popular. But Sarah wanted to go to Oga's. I'm so glad we did. I had the fuzzy tauntaun, which made my lips feel all weird. It was a great time. And then the two stormtroopers came in, which I guess doesn't
happen. Oh, that is
happen.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. Yeah. And just such a good time. So my wife and I are going to try to go back again on Thursday next week and do a bonus stream. So we'll have two streams next week. But I did go to the 1:15 Indiana Jones show, and the show cut out before the desert scene. So they ended it at the Jeep explosion, and that's terrible because it's not the full show. But what's really cool is all the stunt people will kind of spend some time doing meet and greets after.
No, that's cool. You can meet just time. Like Disney employees. It's nice. It's cool.
Listen,
well, like, there's no lines, I guess. So it's that's the one pro. It's the one plus.
Yeah, it's nice. It's shaded.
Yeah.
It's covered.
Yeah,
you get those
yeah,
big,
yeah.
The
fans.
Big
fans. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get air conditioning with a low window. Yeah.
Yeah. So I met a very attractive young man who plays Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Good. His name is Justin. I may or may not be following him on Instagram.
As Indiana Jones or his personal account?
His personal account.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No big deal. Justin, if you listen, we'll be at your show every week. But it's super fun to listen. Our live streams there, if you've seen live streams on TikTok before, other creators, you know, Wes and Jess, Dream Along With Us, they're very wholesome. They're very, very Disney content. We are not that. We're a little bit more edgy. We adult hydrate.
Edgy, but tasteful.
We do keep it tasteful. Yeah, we do keep it tasteful for sure. But we're a little bit edgier.
You never know what you're going to hear when you're listening to the stream.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
exactly.
But you don't have to worry about. Friendly. Yeah, you don't have to worry about not watching it in front of your kids.
Yeah, but there are some.
Innuendos.
We have fun. We have fun. But yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me shout that out. It's a super fun time. And I always, I always put the event in Discord on Diz-His.
Yep.
So that way people can register for the event on the TikTok and get the notifications and whatnot.
Yeah, no problem shouting it out. Thank you for being so concise with the plug. Next week on Diz-His, we will be giving the his on Bambi. Whoa, why did I say it like that?
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. I think that
Bambi.
Might be. I'm self-conscious of how I'm pronouncing my A's now. Thanos, Bambi. So nobody picked the hunter from Bambi to be on their team.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Bambi is such a has such a rich history. I'm really excited to break down the history. I'm really excited to give me for it to give me an excuse to watch it again. My wife is hormonal. She's super pregnant. I'm going to have to fast forward the first 5 minutes of the movie. So I won't. I can't. She cannot watch that scene. But the rest, man, we're going to enjoy it. Thumper and
you're not going to enjoy it. Spoiler alert. You're not going to enjoy it. That's a terrible movie.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Thanks for plugging next week's show.
I'll tell you what's not going to be boring. The history on it. So tune in next week. The history on that. Just want to thank you one more time, Scott, because I haven't thanked you five other times on this episode. Thank you so much for making the time to come on tonight. Really appreciate you squeezing us in. I know you had a really busy day today. Thank you for coming on here, because you contributed a lot to tonight's show, like you always do.
Thank you so much for having me. It is seriously always an honor to join you all. I'm always happy to help. Alex, get that computer working again. We miss you. But in the meantime, I'll be here for every episode if you want.
If you want to hear more of Scott, check him out on the No New Friends podcast, streaming everywhere. But please, please, please only listen to it if you are not super sensitive to dark humor and adult content. Not really. It's a little bit more on the raunchier side. So if you like that kind of stuff, that's your type of podcast. I'm on that podcast. Scott's on the podcast. We got Nick from Sam River Vacations, who's been on here before, and Sarah, who has been on our Coco episode. So check us out. No New Friends podcast.
Ryan does the Jersey Man, Florida Man, the ever so popular.
Everybody forgets about me every time.
Yeah.
And guess who's always had your back, Ryan?
Yeah, you got my back yesterday. I will say that.
Yes.
Nick forgot I was on the episode with him when I hosted.
It does make it funnier when we forget about Ryan.
I know.
Ryan is a super, super funny segment on the No New Friends podcast. Probably the funniest segment of the whole show. I laugh hysterically every week. But again, it's not suitable for work.
No.
Please only listen to it if you're not offended easily, because we joke about some adult topics.
And it's not raunchy. It's just dark humor and it's adult topics.
Exactly. Not family friendly. Do not listen to. Do not. If it comes on after Diz is in your car and your kids are in the car, pause. Or do that thing. Or do that thing where you can listen to one thing in the front and then kids bop in the back. Anyway, that's my
car can do that.
The older cars can do that. The newer cars can't do it.
No, no. My car barely has a radio that works in the front.
My car, I have to hand crank my Model T to get that thing going.
Ryan, as always, thank you for taking the time out today.
And thanks for having me on.
No, you don't have to thank me. This is essentially your podcast as much as it is mine now. Now, please, please, please keep an eye out for Ryan's new spinoff podcast with Maddie and Nick from Sand Harbor Vacations. It's going to be a totally different album art, going to be a totally different name. It is not the Diz His podcast. It is just brought to you by the Diz His podcast and will be published under the Diz His podcast, but it's a totally different idea. They will be doing everything that we don't touch on this podcast, the travel aspects, the park updates, everything like that. I love that because that's exactly what our podcast, the Diz His podcast is missing. We do all the stuff that's happened in the past. We can't do all the stuff that's happening now or in the future. So that's where you guys come in. It's really great. I've listened to a little bit of it already, and you guys are in for a treat if you're into today's news and travel updates. And last plug in the evening, if you guys want to hear more of us, if you want to watch the show live, please join our Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, you can watch us live. For $5 a month, you are entitled to giveaways. We give away shirts, mugs, stickers. We sell it on TeePublic, we give it away. And that's not the His on anything. I'm Chris.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Scott.
Thanks for listening, and have a magical week.